Christians are being told to leave cities in Syria. The United States is celebrating Veterans Day tomorrow, and prayer helped a film team share Christ. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. At least two Christians have been killed and others face direct threats in Syria. A Syrian bloodbath has been going on for months as citizens have protested against dictator Bashar al-Assad. Since agreements with the Arab League, Syrian troops have pulled out of some cities. But Paul Esterbrooks with Open Doors says, as a result, in the city of Homs,
Christians in general and women in specific are being threatened and told to leave the city. There are checkpoints everywhere they go, and these checkpoints are not military people. They're local vigilantes, you could almost say, of extremists who are telling them to leave the city, that this is a Muslim city, we don't want you Christians here, and you should get out of here.
The church is still growing, but believers are begging for one thing.
The Christians in Syria are just pleading with us to remember them in prayer. They said, we need prayer now, please, more than ever before.
Next, one of Liberia's oldest radio stations, Radio Elwa, burned to the ground Tuesday night. Partner HCJB Global's Lee Sonia says,
they lost everything. I've seen some pictures already of the building, and the destruction was quite widespread. They lost all their equipment, programs, music.
Because of the violence surrounding the elections, an arson investigation is underway. There's good news, though.
The transmitter was actually in a separate building at a different location. So the transmitter is okay, and they actually had a small emergency portable studio at the site of the transmitter. So they are already back on the air in a temporary way.
HCJB is raising money to help rebuild. Radio Elwa has been destroyed three times since 1990.
I think the staff at this point have to really be thinking, why is all this happening? But we have seen the resiliency in the past, and the ministry has been going on. So I would be very, very surprised if the staff doesn't get behind rebuilding and getting the gospel back on the air.
You're listening to Mission Network News. Tomorrow is Veterans Day in the U.S. 11-11-11. 200 radio stations and Faith Comes By Hearing are joining hands to help U.S. troops. Spokesman John Wilkie explains.
I can't think of a more honorable cause than to help those who volunteered to sacrifice their time away from their families and even potentially their lives by providing them the Word of God in a format that they can use and receive.
The stations are raising funds to purchase military Bible sticks. They're about the size of a pack of gum and hold a whole dramatized New Testament.
The chaplains tell us that the military Bible sticks are one of the most requested items that they've ever seen. There's the spiritual hunger that's in our military right now that is being fulfilled by the Word of God.
Demand has doubled every year. FCBH hasn't forgotten the families in the scramble to meet the need.
For a gift of $25, listeners provide a Bible stick, also a disc for people in the unit and the family at home.
See our website story for links and more. Meanwhile, the Southern Baptist International Mission Board workers hope that women's rights protests in Yemen lead to life in Christ. Recently, groups of educated Yemeni women have been burning their veils to alert the international community of their unequal rights. An IMB worker says younger women want to explore more life paths than just marriage and child rearing. The search for freedom is opening doors for Jesus to step through. Pray Yemeni women would find freedom in Christ. And everything was going wrong during a film showing with a Jesus Film Partner team in Paraguay. Equipment failed, the computer malfunctioned, but the seats were filling up anyway. As the crowd grew restless, a pastor reportedly pulled the team aside and prayed. As they finished, the equipment started working and they were able to show the film Magdalena, Release from Shame. The pastor preached afterward and many started to follow Christ that night. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Ever wondered about the church's responsibility to the least of these? We've got the book for you. It's Your Mission by Dr. Jim Dennison, a free missions resource from Buckner International. It'll help you answer the question, am I fulfilling my mission? Get It's Your Mission by calling 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.